This may be the feeling a famous sportscaster called the agony of defeat.
Republican Senator John Ensign spent last night in Washington, D.C., so he was able to listen as thousands of people roamed the streets.
People cheered and shouted as Barack Obama won the White House. And in some neighborhoods, a continuous roar went on for hours.
Senator Ensign led the campaign for his fellow Republican senators, and his party lost at least 5 Senate seats last night. People were still celebrating outside when Senator Ensign came to the phone to talk about what happens now. What does it mean that your party has been turned aside in 2 straight elections now?
Well, there's no question. We hit a very tough cycle 2 years ago, and you're hearing the noise outside. There's, you know, people celebrating all over. The financial crisis really was a severe body blow to us, and a lot of the American people still think Republicans are in control of the House and the Senate and the White House. And so when the financial crisis hit, they blame Republicans.
4 years ago, Democrats were in about the same position you're in now, looked around and did see a couple of bright spots. And one was that they'd elected a senator from Colorado, and the other was that they'd elected a senator from Illinois named Barack Obama. Do you look around the results from 2008 and see anything that points to the future of the Republican Party?
Well, I think that as a party, we need to regroup. It's time that we get back to some core principles that united Republicans in the past. And you know, one of those core principles was the idea that we believed in fiscal responsibility and limited government. For the last several years, the Republicans in the Congress have been spending money almost as fast as the Democrats. And that's one of the things that united Republicans, I always believed. We disagreed on some social issues, on, you know, various other issues along the road. But what we agreed on was letting people keep more of their money. In other words, keeping taxes low, was being fiscally responsible, especially to future generations.
You leave me with a couple of things to follow up on. Is there, in fact, a race that you look at or a candidate that you look at that points to that refocusing of the Republican Party you're talking about?
I think that this year, Republicans ran their own races across the country, and because Senator McCain obviously was a different type of a typical Republican. But as a party, we need to start unifying and tell the American people why we are different. We need to work with the Democrats and with President Obama, but we need to, as Republicans, figure out what we stand for as a party and start communicating that better to the American people.
Do Republicans need to change their approach in the Senate when you talk about working with the new larger majorities and working with the president-elect? Do you need to behave in a different way?
I think that Republicans or anybody who is in office should look to, if a Democrat has an idea, if it's a good idea, let's get behind it. Don't just be against it because a Democrat has an idea and you happen to be a Republican or vice versa. We need to start putting the country before we put our party.
Granting that you're hoping for more bipartisanship, do you think you will still have the power to stop measures which you strongly object to?
Yeah, when we agree with the Democrats, I want to work with them. When we disagree with them, I don't know whether we'll have the votes, but we certainly have to give it everything that we can. They'll be able to push a lot of their agenda forward, and I'm going to look for areas that, you know, we can support them if they're doing what I believe is right. But if they're doing things that I'm against, then I'm going to oppose them with every ounce in my body.
Senator John Ensign of Nevada is chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Senator, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.